From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, October 3rd. I'm Abby Larico. The war in Ukraine meant many families fleeing for safety. One of those families is now resettled in the St. Louis area. They have jobs, a house, and safety, but they're still longing for home.
House is not walls and roof. Yes. Home is people.
All this week, we're bringing you stories produced by participants in the NPR Next Gen Radio Project held in St. Louis. They're focused on the meaning of home. The Nychuk story today, coming up after this news on The Gateway. The ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee says he doesn't expect legislation compensating radioactive waste victims to pass this year. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on how the deadlock is affecting St. Louis.
The Radioactive Exposure Compensation Act, or RECA, expired earlier this year. Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley has been talking with the House about passing a version of RECA that would allow money to go to St. Louis area residents. But during a visit to St. Louis on Wednesday, Mississippi U.S. Senator Roger Wicker says he doesn't expect any movement on that measure until next year.
I think there's a way to make it more targeted and to give relief to people who need it without the huge budget impact, and that's what I'm striving for.
Hawley has said that the federal government has an obligation to pay for medical expenses to people who became sick because of the nation's nuclear weapons program. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
A federal judge is declining to dismiss criminal charges against Michael Madigan. The former Illinois House Speaker goes on trial next week on several corruption-related schemes. The U.S. Supreme Court's move to redefine a federal bribery statute was the basis for Madigan defense lawyers seeking to have part of his indictment set aside. But Judge Robert Blakey Wednesday allowed the government's case to proceed as is. Judges in most of Missouri's 115 counties are chosen for the bench in partisan elections. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Littman reports, even when that's not the case, voters still have a chance to weigh in on the makeup of the courts in November.
Under the Missouri court plan, state Supreme Court and other appeals court judges are appointed by the governor. So are the trial judges in six counties, including St. Louis and St. Louis County. Every November, some of those judges stand for retention. St. Louis County Circuit Judge Thomas Albus was up for retention for the first time in 2022. He says even people who have never interacted with the court should participate in the election.
If you think the courts are not interfering in your life and your business, it would be appropriate for you to vote yes to retain these judges.
Every judge up for retention is reviewed by a panel that includes attorneys, judges, and non-lawyers. Those reviews can be found at yourmissourijudges.org. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis Cardinals television broadcasts might need to find a new home for the 2025 season. The Athletic reports during a bankruptcy hearing Wednesday, Diamond Sports announced that it planned to only carry Atlanta Braves broadcasts next season. That could leave the Cardinals and six other MLB teams under contract with Diamond to either find a new broadcast home or negotiate a new contract. Diamond has had the television rights for the Cardinals since buying 22 regional sports networks, including Fox Sports Midwest, from Disney in 2019. Since 2021, they've operated under the Bally brand. Diamond Sports filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in March of last year. The Cardinals declined to comment. St. Louis is set to host the NCAA Division I Wrestling Championships for the 10th time in 2027. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmid reports regional leaders learned of their successful bid Wednesday.
The wrestling championship will come after two consecutive years of St. Louis hosting other NCAA sporting events. Next year, the region hosts the D1 Men's Ice Hockey Championship, and then the first and second rounds of the Men's March Madness Tournament in 2026. Mark Schreiber is the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission.
By doing these events and being successful, you put yourself on the map, and that's something we've established over time with the NCAA. They can trust St. Louis. They know their events are going to be well run here.
Schreiber says St. Louis is in a strong position to vie for more, like the Women's Volleyball National Championship. He says the three NCAA events between 2025 and 2027 could have a local economic impact of around $50 million. I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.
The chancellor at Missouri University of Science and Technology has a new contract to stay at the campus in Rolla. Mo Degani has been appointed to a second five-year term. During his tenure, he's overseen a $300 million gift from alumni Fred and June Comer and several new construction projects. The campus also saw an increase in federal research grants from the U.S. Department of Defense, Department of Energy, and the National Science Foundation. Enrollment at the school has dipped by about 11% over his 5 years at the helm. The terms and compensation of the new deal were not immediately made available. A South St. Louis landmark is closing after years of bringing residents hearty dining. St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Munoz reports.
Uncle Bill's Pancake and Dinner House is closing its South Kings Highway Diner more than 60 years since first opening. Mariana Sanchez grew up in the St. Louis area and says she remembers spending many late nights at the diner in her 20s, especially after hours of dancing with friends at the club.
So this was kind of like the after spot. So I can remember being in here with friends many a times, and I can remember falling asleep in my eggs before. It's got some memories for sure. It's a great place. I'm really sad to see it go.
The diner's last day in business under its current owner, Bill Choi, is next Tuesday. He plans on listing the restaurant and its real estate for sale. I'm Brian Munoz, St. Louis Public Radio.
Someone please buy it. The St. Louis Zoo is helping a rare snail species make a comeback. In 1990, the city's zoo and others across the globe began breeding thousands of Partula snails after the species went extinct in the wild in the 80s. They then flew the tiny snails to Tahiti and other French Polynesian islands, hoping the species would survive in the wild and reproduce. Anthony Oliveira is an invertebrate keeper at the St. Louis Zoo. He says on his recent trip to the island of Moria, they found an unmarked snail that was born in the wild.
It took a while for it to even just register with me that there's a population of snails that were once extinct in the wild that are now established. So that really represents the culmination of the program's efforts, and it was really humbling to see the fruition there.
The snail species is now categorized as critically endangered. Oliveira made his comments on St. Louis on the Air. Last week, St. Louis Public Radio hosted NPR's Next Gen Radio, a program dedicated to finding, coaching, and training public media's next generation. Five emerging journalists spent an intensive week producing stories related to the meaning of home, and we're airing those stories this week. The Nychuk family fled for Poland in March of 2022 after Russia attacked their hometown in Ukraine. It was a brief stop before coming to the U.S. They've lived in St. Louis for the past 2 years. Mom and Dad, Olha and Mike Nychuk, juggle multiple jobs and are raising their kids while dreaming of their return to their native home.
When war began in February 24, 2022, so I worked, it was night shift, and I looked at my phone, and all news was about rocket attack on this city, that city, so almost the whole country was attacked by Russia. I called to Ola and asked, what are you doing? And she said, oh, I just wake up and I prepare kids to school. And I asked, what school? What are you talking about? The war begin.
My name is Olha Nychuk.
And my name is Mykhailo Nychuk, but in USA I'm Mike. Ola grabbed kids and went to Poland because no school, you know.
And I took my kids, my grandma. It was terrible because all border, it's like a few thousand people. We need to move from Ukraine to Poland. Government from USA, they open program United for Ukraine. It's like temporary status. You can stay over here about for 2 years. Hello, welcome.
Hello, ласкаво просимо, заходьте до хати.
In USA, we have good job, we have home. Yes, we are working a lot, it's true. Kids are going in school, and we'll see.
House is not walls and roof. Yes. Home is people. Now it's my house here because of my family here, besides my mom, dad, my brother, his family, your mom, dad. We can call them on cell phone, speak.
But not each day.
Not each day.
Sometimes they have not electricity. Sometimes they have not internet.
Yeah.
Yes, Russia destroyed our electrical system.
And also, you know, it's around 8 hours difference. So when I wake up and go to my job and coming back, I can call to them because after 6 p.m. it's dark night in Ukraine. It's 3 or 4 a.m. Till last time when I spoke with my mom, she always was happy to hear us. But last time, she started to cry. And she said, I very miss you.
When I will go home, the first thing what I will do, I will kiss my land because it's my native land. And I wanted to go to my church.
First thing, I want to find my parents whenever they will be and just hug them.
I like this home, but inside in my heart is my native home. It was our comfort, and I'm missing.
That story was produced by Syed Ali with NPR's Next Gen Radio. You can learn more about the program and hear more stories on our website, stlpr.org. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.